everybody for coming out tonight with the full spectrum of London treats on a Friday night between Xenakis and Don Patterson. It's a real pleasure to see so many of you here. I'm going to read from this book, Embrace, which was just published by Object Permanence and which has come down from Glasgow in the nicest way possible, which is being delivered by Peter Manson and is around the table with Dell's beautiful books, which maybe you can have a look at during break. Ammonia crisps the air. When the wind changes, though it didn't change, my heart slipped like a marble into a slot, toggles there even now in a cup of magnets. This pause feels giddy as it drops and flattens its glossy coat on all the visible hills. Can that smoking patch return to cadmium yellow, so hopeful it burns the back of the throat? Can it be soul ripening in the unbound sun? A body in love in a cab is poised, brisk, gathering to shout or stretch arms straight into the air. That lot's brought back by ammonia drips on a fitting head. The anorexics at the bar examine the options, plead stress, and celebrate wins laughing among themselves. In an economy of cordial, we listen for help in catastrophe, what the scabs will pull over next, iron and leather, or, in our honor, peace and peace. Do we recognize the name they just gave us? Do the identikit materials return some trust? Jolts over the points scare us into stretching for a fur-covered buckle, but maybe nothing more than the fitful reprieve of metals on which all this life imports. Sometimes the phone rings, and then we hear smoke binding us in electric flux to the national grid. The crawler lane will be filled with enemies of the people watching your cut-and-shut motor for signs of fracture for the next 100 years. By no means pull over, even if your leniency is ready to drop. Sure, behind your blanket of bandit-proof glass, the teller may not want backtalk how figures for bonds and securities give early birds the green sickness, the economy shriven by spending on rough linen covers, always on the verge of collapse. She knows that muzzling under bark is just a tapenade of beetles. Inside, the presidents are wrapped in tab-top muslin and ready for eternity. Our time rent with chips and pins surrenders only something of its general drift. Our rest stops on the slide in a mutiny of floral notes. When the long night beats like a propeller on the blinds of Pentonville, our thoughts are boxy, big, and capable. The single person acts elbow up on the naked socket of a battery terminal when she is cinched by the ear.